Yes, thank you so much. It is indeed Kim and Mike Burge out of the heart city of Valentine sharing some good stuff with you today.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County. You know, let's talk about waterfalls. Snake Falls, Smith Falls, Berry Falls, Horseshoe Falls. Yeah, there's a lot of waterfalls, even though you might think Nebraska wouldn't have that much water. But the state's highest waterfalls at Smith Falls and the largest by volume at Snake Falls. So come visit those. Find out more at visitvalentine.com. Plan your next vacation trip to Cherry County.
Livestock Auction Reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads, local, national, and international livestock industry news. You know what I'm talking about. It's Tri-State Livestock News. They have special interest sections and so much more. You've really got to check them out. Probably the handiest way is to go to tsln.com and you'll see more current stories, sales reports, updates, and you can subscribe right there. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Another successful Champions Ride Saddle Bronc match up in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. Thanks for including the good stuff as part of your marketing there. Sentinel Butte, North Dakota, the Saddle Bronc match and the Champions Ride, their 68th annual. They'll be planning their 69th for next early August. And Kim, what are you going to share on the good stuff today?
I'm going to share with some old folks you may know.
Some old folks. We don't know any old folks, do we?
That's right. We can share it with old folks on I'm just going to share it with everyone. A lady goes to the bar on a cruise ship and orders a scotch with two drops of water. As the bartender gives her a drink, she says, "I'm on this cruise to celebrate my 80th birthday, and it's today." The bartender comments, "Wow, since it's your birthday, I'll buy you a drink. In fact, this one is on me." As the woman finishes her drink, the woman to her right says, "I would like to buy you a drink, too." The old woman says, "Thank you, bartender. I want a scotch with two drops of water." Coming up, as she finishes that drink, the man to her left says, "Well, I'd like to buy you one too." And the old woman says, "Thank you, bartender. I want another scotch with two drops of water." Coming right up, the bartender says, as he gives her the drink, he says, "Ma'am, I'm dying of curiosity. Why the scotch with only two drops of water?" The old woman replies, "Sonny, when you're my age, you've learned how to hold your liquor. Holding your water, however, is a whole nother issue."
Oh, no.
Oh, cute.
Well, you're on a roll today.
Well, I've got another piece here talking about old. Old is when your friends compliment you on your new alligator shoes and you're barefoot.
That's not a good sign.
Oh, that's a bummer. Old is when a sexy babe or hunk catches your fancy and your pacemaker opens the garage door. Old is when you don't care where your spouse goes, just so long as you don't have to go along. Old is when you are cautioned to slow down by the doctor instead of by the police. And old is when getting lucky means you find your car in the parking lot. And to wrap it up, old is when an all-nighter means not getting up to use the bathroom. Just a couple old is when.
I have some thoughts to ponder. I always like these because they're kind of short, but they make you stop and think about some things. So here's some thoughts for you today. Be kinder than necessary because everyone you meet is fighting some kind of battle. Some words to live by there.
Oh, those are very good words.
A sharp tongue can cut your own throat.
Ooh.
If you want your dreams to come true, you mustn't oversleep.
That's right.
Get out there and work for them. Of all of the things you wear, your expression is the most important. And the best vitamin for making friends is be one.
Very good.
Got it?
Okay,
you caught
that
one. Good.
Yep, I did.
The happiness of your life depends on the quality of your thoughts. Just some things to ponder here on the Good Stuff program today.
I was walking past my father's veterinary clinic. A woman noticed a small boy and his dog waiting outside. "Are you here to see Dr. Meyer?" she asked. "Yes," the boy said. "I'm here to have my dog put in neutral."
In neutral.
In neutral.
I guess that's another way to look at it, I guess.
Yeah, isn't that cute? I thought that was very special.
If you have something to share with us here on The Good Stuff, and then we can in turn share it with the rest of the listening audience out there, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's B-U-R-G-E. And we'll take a look at that, and maybe one of the days you'll hear it right here on The Good Stuff.